Welcome to Blakey Psychotherapy. We're glad you're here. Thinking about therapy and talking to a therapist requires courage. You've taken the first step.
That serve us in some way. Gilbert suggests that one of the reasons we don't give ourselves the benefit of the doubt is because of society's current fascination with winners. Dr. Gilbert cites the increase of reality programs, where instead of focusing on the winner, in which there is usually only one or maybe two, we negatively focus on the loser. Because we're human, we're programmed to want to be part of a group. In fact, until fairly recently in our evolution, being excluded from a group meant certain death. No one wants to be voted off the island. Another reason we beat ourselves up is we want to know where we fit in the hierarchy. As humans, we compare ourselves to others. However, not so long ago, we only compared what we did or had to our close neighbors. Now, through the magic of social media, we can compare to everyone, even if the comparisons aren't realistic or true. Not only do we get the negative messages from past people in our lives, but now from the mainstream media, and our self-worth suffers in the process. A third reason we continue to be mean to ourselves is that we think it helps us to succeed. If we didn't have that negative inner voice, we might give in to our basic instincts. Eat whatever we want, spend every night devouring the latest Netflix series, or not giving 110% at work. How are we going to get ahead in life if we don't keep trying to improve ourselves? We don't want to fail. Simply put, when we're mean to ourselves, we're hurting ourselves. We are both perpetrator and victim. Our mental health suffers. Anxiety, depression, stress, rumination, negative repeating thoughts, perfectionism, fear of failure, and shame are all the outcomes of a habit of beating ourselves up. And we can choose to do something different. So how do we stop? Be mindful of your inner life. We do this by checking in with ourselves throughout the day, especially if you notice the physical symptoms. Headache, tense muscles, stomach issues. Our bodies are a wonderful barometer of what our mind is doing. Argue with that inner voice. Through mindfulness, once you become aware of how you are being mean to yourself, argue with the voice. One cognitive behavioral therapy method is to question the validity of our negative thoughts. A good way to do this is in writing. Write down the negative statement, then beside it or underneath it, list a rebuttal. Keep going until you win the argument. At the same time, rather than using an I statement, move the statement into the third person, i.e. use your first name. This provides distance and makes it less personal. Imagine that the voice talking to you is your best friend or another loved one. Would you say those things to them? You can also imagine yourself as a small child that you're taking care of. Take advantage of an app called Diddy. This app lets you record a negative statement and then pick a funny way to play it back. It's really hard to take a mean message seriously when it's being said to the soundtrack of the chicken dance. Focus on the positive. Some people love to use affirmations, others not so much. If positive affirmations work for you, go for it. Invite the voice in for tea. If arguing with your inner critic doesn't work, try looking at it with compassion. Sometimes we spend an awful lot of energy fighting against something. However, once we accept what we don't like, it loses its power. Life is sometimes difficult, and the world can be a scary place. We need to be kind to others and to ourselves. See you again in 2 weeks. At a recent workshop, Mindful Self-Compassion, presented by Diane Frederick, Diane shared a clip of an interview with Dr. Paul Gilbert. Dr. Gilbert is a British clinical psychologist, author, and the founder of compassion-focused therapy, Compassionate Mind Training. Let's be kind to ourselves. Recently, I had dinner with two close friends. As the evening progressed, we talked about how sometimes we struggle with the negative voices in our head. These are not the kind of voices that tell us to do harm to ourselves or others, but the ones that undermine our confidence and lead us to feel negatively about who we are and what we do. If we're completely honest, I think all of us could have the same conversation. Sometimes this voice tells us that we're not good enough, that it's only a matter of time before everybody else notices that you're faking it and the image of ourselves that we've built come crashing down. Maybe the voice tells us that we're too thin or not thin enough. If we were only a better partner or friend or did this or such and such, then our life would be perfect. Once we learn how to fill in your own words here, then everything will be fine. We will have made it. We believe that our life isn't perfect because we are less than others. Sometimes we know where that voice comes from. We recognize the tone or the words. In some cases, it belongs to a critical parent or teacher. In others, the voice belongs to a friend who really wasn't a friend. The owner of the voice may no longer be in our life, but their message persists. However, what if they lied? What if we are good enough the way we are? Why are we so mean to ourselves? We've talked about some of the places where our negative messages come from, but why do we continue to believe them? On a basic level, it's because we continue the behaviors, even the negative ones,